Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Ah, the whole crew's here. My guy Dan Beyer, Jay Stew, and of course Iowa Sam, who informed me he has or looking for tickets for Sparks Fever. No, he doesn't have Sparks Fever. The team's name is the Fever. He doesn't have Sparks Fever, although it's probably a disease coming out of some third world country. Welcome in. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get their unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. Okay, I have a question for you. This is it does relate to baseball, and I've often said this. I don't believe the baseball playoffs begin until the play-in games have concluded, right? Playoffs, multiple. So, do the NBA playoffs start, or is this the play-in tournament? I don't think you're in the playoffs if you play today. I don't think you're in the playoffs and play today. And the interesting part about it is, in the best-case scenario, it's the greatest thing ever for the NBA because, regardless of where they finished, the Warriors would go to the playoffs and the Lakers would go to the playoffs, which I still think is the most likely outcome. The most likely outcome of the Western Conference play-in tournament. Right, the Lakers, we discussed this yesterday. Would they, in their heart of hearts, prefer to get the 8 seed to play the Thunder? Yes, but they can't risk it and do gamesmanship and lose tonight. They're not good enough to just show up and beat the Kings or the Warriors in the second game of the play-in. So I think the Lakers win, and then I think the Warriors win this one, then beat the Pelicans, and then everybody is happy. Because in truth, the reason I believe baseball expanded their play-in, playoffs, whatever, was what we're seeing play out in the NBA. Because baseball's playoffs have been a ratings disaster when the Yankees and Red Sox are not both involved. And if neither are involved, it's really a mess, like last year. The same is true for the NBA. You may have LeBron fatigue, but you definitely want LeBron in the playoffs, even root against him. You may have Steph and Warrior and Draymond fatigue, but you still want them in the playoffs. So
We start the play-in tournament. It's not the playoffs. I've pretty much laid out how I think it's going to work out. We'll discuss more as the show rolls on. John Middlecoff's going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll get you ready for the upcoming NFL draft. Yes, Dan Beyer.
Before you move on from the playing games, mm-hmm. for your scenario that plays out, mm-hmm. I'm just, because we had somebody on last week that, you know, and you pointed out the standings and they said, well, hey, if the season was, if there was no play-in tournament, you wouldn't have Golden State here with an opportunity to make a push, or they wouldn't even be in the bracket. They would sure. be in the 10 seed. Mm-hmm. And I think in on paper, in this NBA day and age that we live, that is correct. But I don't think it's an accurate portrayal of how teams now play towards the end of the season. The only team that actually really had urgency was Golden State, because there was at one point where they were battling with the Rockets for to make sure they were in the 10th spot.
Right.
And then they had a game against the Rockets, kicked the crap out of them, and the rest was pretty much history and eliminated any chance that Houston had. And like so many teams, just kind of cruise along and throw in the towel. I just wonder in all of this of, you know, we look at tonight and we say, yeah, it's great for the NBA. They have Steph Curry and LeBron James in these games. If you didn't have the play-in tournament, don't you think the urgency towards the end of the regular season would be
there.
Much different?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, that's the other part of it is, wouldn't it be great to see LeBron James and Steph Curry and Zion and all these teams battling it out going down the stretch where the last 2 weeks are worthy, instead of being like, all right, well, we may be the sixth seed, but if we're the seven, at least we're in. We don't want to do anything foolish. We think we can win the seven seed. Because I went and looked back at the play-in the NBA standings since the play-in tournament game, more than half of the time, Doug, there's a sizable gap between the 10th seed and the 11th seed.
Yes.
And I don't think that's great for basketball, because we know certain teams just throw in the towel, but I don't think that there's as much urgency. It wasn't every year. Sometimes it was a game that was a difference, but more often than not, you had a sizable gap because there really wasn't any urgency. And I don't tonight is great and tomorrow will be great and maybe Thursday and Friday will be good as well, but are we sacrificing the final 2 weeks of the season just so we can have these great nights in the playoffs? I don't know if it's necessarily worth it.
I think the final 2 weeks of the season were actually okay. I think it's, you know, it's the unspoken part which the NBA is trying to address. And the truth is, like, with the play-in tournament, with the in-season tournament, it's trying to address, because I actually think your point would be even stronger, and I'll help make it stronger, is it's not just less. Would you have more urgency throughout the year?
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody was doing what we did in college, which is like, you don't pay attention to the assignments in the regular part of the, and then all of a sudden the finals coming up. You're like, oh, I got to bone up. You're in every study session. You go and see the professor. And you're like, look, dude, had you just been doing this the whole year, you wouldn't need the final to help change your final grade. You wouldn't have to call the professor afterwards and beg for a little bit of extra credit. Had you just been doing this? So you're right. Right, it only points out, like, if we didn't have this with the Warriors, with the Lakers, would they have spent more time and had more detail and given guys less days off so they wouldn't be in this? But the difference is, I think if you predate the play-in tournament, the ninth spot, there was a gap there oftentimes. And those teams, if they weren't in, they were all tanking. Mm-hmm. They were all tanking. And now you have fewer teams tanking and fewer time to decide you want to tank. So I think that's really still what's at work. Is it better? Modestly. It's the law, like what you're pointing out is the law of unintended consequences. The intended consequence of this whole thing is to make more teams competitive at the end of the year.
Yep.
So it's not just 10, it's 11, 12, 13 think they got a chance. And they haven't gotten there. Baseball has gotten there. Baseball is way more competitive at the back end. I think that part has worked, because you did have the Suns had to put a lot more effort into it, had to play those final couple of games so that he got out of the play-in tournament. So I think it's not we focus on 7 through 10, but 5 and 6 are also important, and then 11 and 12 are kind of important. So are there scenarios that could make this better? Yes, absolutely. Yes. And there's ways in which you can make the in-season tournament more important is if based upon your results in the NCAA tournament, it creates some sort of ongoing score for the regular for the rest of the regular season. But it's all telling us what we all know to be true, which is nobody cares about the regular season, and teams are just now going like, all right, now we'll figure it out. And, you know, the Warriors and Lakers seem to get it going a little bit late, and now the Lakers are in this position where they don't really want to be the seventh seed. They want to be the eight, but they can't risk it tonight. So I do think that's kind of interesting.
C's get degrees, right? That's the
C's
old
C's for scene. Degrees, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and both these teams got C's.
I also think that the timing of where the NBA is at this point, meaning LeBron's age, the trio in Golden State, yes, of where they are, that plays a part into it. If this was in the late 20-teens and we were having this where Golden State is dominant at that time, I think we look at the play-in tournament. I look at the play-in tournament for what we had last year, especially that the when the, you know, Lakers ended up beating Minnesota, but then you had Oklahoma City win their game, so that was a shocker. And then they have this fired up matchup against the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves win it and get momentum. And I looked at that as like a springboard, like, okay, look out for Oklahoma City. And what a springboard it was, because now they're the number one overall seed in the Western Conference. Like, we knew, like, you know, good things were on the horizon. It was like when the Clippers a few years back ended up going for it, and when they didn't have to, or you could have just punted on the season, and instead they went for the eight seed and it paid off in the long run.
Yeah.
I think there's more value in that than there is in giving a safety net or a lifeline to aging veterans who don't put that much into the regular season.
No, I get it. But the other part to it is it's a lot like baseball in that play-in game, you use your ace. So you lose your ace for the next series, right? In this, like, I think for the Lakers, one game, let alone two, and remember, these games are played at a much higher level. Does it wear you out for the end of a series, right? Does it wear you down? I don't think it. I mean, obviously, didn't last year with the Lakers mm-hmm. getting in and then making a little bit of a run. But it does increase. Every game increases the risk of injury when you have older players, and it does potentially take time away from you. And for the Warriors, every game leads you closer and closer to the inevitable Draymond Green blow up and thus suspension, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can almost set your watch to it. It's going to happen. It's just a question of when it happens.
I will say this, and I think that it's important tonight to look at this. The play-in memories that I have are...
There have been blowouts, too.
Yes, there have been. But there have also been, and we mentioned Oklahoma City last year, Ja Morant's arrival.
Mm-hmm.
None of it has been, remember what LeBron did in that play-in game? Remember what, like, I don't even remember. The stories that have come from this have been about teams who are trying to make that next level or to become a playoff team instead of just, you know, allowing teams reason to slack off. Hmm. That's all.
Stug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, I have a question for you. Okay, Sam is Mr. Iowa. In case you didn't know, he's literally Mr. Iowa. He's more Iowa than the Iowa caucuses. Right? Iowa with your caucuses. Anyway, last night, Caitlin Clark gets drafted, and the ladies looked amazing, and there was a ton of attention given, and we did do the thing where we pretended like we cared about the other draft picks, right? But the truth is, so here's my belief in it. Right? There's three kind of... three possible Caitlin Clark effects. Does she continue to garner the attention that she has gotten? Does that attention only follow her? Does it follow the entire league? Does it follow all of women's basketball? And look, here's what's missing. We have to recognize is the power of college sports. Right. If she plays for anybody other than Iowa, I'm not sure the response is the same. I'm just not. Because Iowa, I've told you this, Iowa kind of speaks to us, feels down home, feels like regular girls, you know, feels like a program that I had no idea they'd been good, that Lisa Bluter had been this good this long. Look at her record. She's been great. Brings attention. You're like, oh, it's just a solid program. Whereas it feels like whatever your perception is of the SEC, it just feels like, and there's nothing nefarious at work. They're not doing anything illegal. But it just feels like, hey, we're going to load up, go get a famous coach, go get famous players, throw a bunch of money at them, and we're going to win based upon that fame. Like, all of that, the juxtaposition of the two really works. Of course, Angel Reese being black and her being white, I think works. I think the whole story is interesting. But now you take away, like, did anyone really know that the Indiana team was called the Fever until the last couple of days? No. Because there's no, like, historical, rivalry or name recognition. So you take away any of the brand recognition other than the WNBA, which you know exists. You don't know anything else about it. No one knows who the coach of the Fever is. No one knows who any of the players of the Fever are. There's no following nationally. Obviously, locally, they've done a good job. They had 10,000 people in the arena to watch her be drafted last night. And the reality is, I'm not sure there's going to be immediate rivals as much as rivals with the elite players in the league. So do we think there's a carryover? Because remember, there's a month between now and then, and now in their first game. Their first game is going to be played when the NBA playoffs are in full swing. Plus, the weather starts to be warm and fewer people start to watch TV. And those built-in rivalries, like, they don't cease to exist, but they're harder to create big games because the games are happening all the time. Jay Stu, what do you think her first year is like? Remember, and I pointed this out, that I know WNBA ratings have been up. Remember, this year they're going to have to take a break mid-season because of the Olympics. And then when she's on the Olympic team, she will not be the best player. She probably will not start, which I don't know what that creates for us in terms of our expectations and our appreciation of her. What do you think happens her first year in the WNBA?
I think there's going to be an initial excitement. And, you know, we're broadcasting. We're broadcasting. We're relating to the common sports fan. I'm not talking about WNBA fans here. I'm talking about the common person, me. There's going to be initial interest. We'll pay attention. We'll talk about it on the show. Then the NBA playoffs will drown it out. At the end of the NBA playoffs, we're all going to check in to see if Caitlin Clark is any good. If she's above average to average, maybe we tune into a couple of her games. And that lasts throughout the season. And I don't think they're a playoff team. And then it'll just go back to being the WNBA. Caitlin Clark was just kind of an average player in this league, and she was a one-off as an Iowa basketball player. That's what this is going to be.
Tim Tebow or Jimmer Fredette? I think she's better than Tebow and better than Fredette. I think she'll be really good. Do I think she'll be the best player in the league? I do not.
Can I just add something? Jimmer Fredette was not an efficient scorer. He shot a lot, and his teams never went far in the NCAA tournament. She's the greatest scorer in the history of NCAA, if you want to count both men and women. She's way more than a Jimmer Fredette. I think that's almost like a disrespect to compare her to Fredette. Yes, they both shoot a lot, but she's just like a way better basketball player than Jimmer Fredette. And he's playing in China. I mean, she's still going to be like one of the premier players in the world.
I think about the last three quarters of the game against South Carolina. I think about that as her WNBA career. She made some shots, but was largely marginalized by bigger and better players.
Sure, but she's still opened with 18 points, and she can adjust her
game.
That's
why I said the last three quarters.
Right. But she still can't, you can't exclude the first quarter where she...
There will also be better players around her.
Yes, absolutely. She's got Boston. They've been loading up high picks.
Don't look back. By the way, Jimmer Fredette's senior year at... BYU, he shot 40% from three. That's not inefficient. 45 from field. That's not inefficient. 90 from the line. And he averaged 29 points a game and 4.5 assists a game.
I just remember him shooting a lot. And
yeah. And I remember her shooting a lot too.
Yeah.
What were her stats?
Better than his.
Were they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what did she shoot from the field?
I believe she shot higher than 45.
Okay.
But again, he never took an average team deep into the NCAA tournament.
Right. She shot 38 from three. That's a percentage point lower.
Okay.
She shot 45 from the field with the exact same percentage he shot. She averaged 31 a game. Averaged 9 assists a game. So she averaged twice the amount of assists.
She also almost
the number of assists.
Right.
If you remember, the reason his team didn't go far in the tournament, do you remember what happened?
No.
His star center, Brandon Davies, got suspended for the team for an honor code violation. He had sex. I know. And with the woman he eventually is married to now and has kids with now. And
oh, great.
I think she was a volleyball player now. So, yes, you're making the argument against him, which is the same argument that Jay Williams made against her, which is kind of ridiculous. I agree with you. Winning and averaging 9 assists a game is amazing what she's been able to do. Okay? But let's not do the, I'm going to talk-ish about Jimmer Fredette, which is not, the. You said he was inefficient. His efficiency numbers are exactly the same as hers. Matter of fact, slightly better from three. So just go like, my bad, I remember it differently.
Right.
She passes but, I mean, more.
Look at
she
her,
won more.
Look at her career at Iowa. She probably has
just
better.
Just say, no. Just start with, my bad, I misremembered it. I didn't remember it. I just gave you the stats. There is no argument. The thing about stats is here's how they work. There is no arguing with them. Okay, I'm listening.
Great.
No.
You beat me by a percentage. You beat me by a percentage point.
No. It's the
I don't
my
care,
bad.
Doug. I'm not going to apologize.
Yeah, I just say to apologize. You're not
air.
Apologizing. You're admitting that you're wrong.
Sure.
So that's what you do. This is big boy stuff. Go, hey, my bad. I was wrong.
You said it.
No.
Doug, what do you
will you here? Bump back with Nirvana's No Apologies coming back after
sure.
the next
You don't
break?
Have to apologize. You have to go, my bad, I had it wrong. I remember him being a chucker.
I misremembered.
I misremembered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If you want to misremember, you're good. It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. So, Dan, what do you think happens? What do you think her first year is like?
I think that it's great, and I think that... I don't know how you talked about the break with the Olympics. I don't know how their schedule goes. Once football season takes over, it's over.
Yes. Yep.
There'll be people who watch. Maybe the ratings will be higher than what they were, but she's really filled in an enormous gap of our attention once football ended.
No question. I mean, really, I think it's more an indictment on the men's game than I do on anything else. But it also shows, you know, what an interesting personal interest story this is. I just don't know when that wears out. When is like, I'm good. Like, we still don't follow Jessica that fell down a well.
And it was all apologies by Nirvana, as I've been getting feedback from my buddies. So sorry, Sam.
All apologies. Sam, you good? Sam got a little hot there when he got pressed to say my bad. It's not that, what do the kids say nowadays? It's not that deep.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Papa Roach did no apologies. Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. Yeah.
Well, that's what it was.
Papa Roach. I can't name a Papa Roach song.
No apologies.
I'm going to apologize for not knowing.
I will apologize as well for not knowing that. That's my for getting it wrong.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's go to John Middlecoff. He joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Middlecoff, what do you think happens with Caitlin Clark's first year in the WNBA?
I think she has historic amount of people paying attention. She isn't like the most important thing to the WNBA. She now is the WNBA. So the amount of pressure on her. Is in my lifetime feels like a Tiger Woods or something. And we know that few and far between live up to the hype, right? I mean, it's been a very, very, very small list of people that had a ton of hype coming into either a draft, their professional debut, and lived up to it. So to me, I would imagine it's going to be a little up and down. Again, my couch scouting report, she can pass, right? So even if the shot's not falling, and I don't know if WNBA have better defenders, she can really pass. They had the number one overall pick last year. I think she's going to be sold out. I think she's going to move the needle. And if she's good, it's got a chance to be a really, really big thing because a ton of people are going to be paying attention. Don't you think?
I do. I just wonder. It's
to her. To her. Not the WNBA.
Yes, that's going to be the hard thing is twofold. One, once you see her, do you go back for more? And once you see her, do you go to the rest of the league to watch?
No, I don't think, because I'm a good example. Let's say she is, again, this is unfair, but like Michael Jordan level, she's averaging 28 points as a rookie and just looks incredible. I would pay attention. You couldn't pay me to watch any of the other games, but I would pay attention to that. And I think I represent a lot of people.
I think I think you represent of the vast majority. I don't think it'll be appointment watching for us. But if I happen upon WNBA. Is Caitlin Clark playing? If not, I keep moving.
When is the season? Like kind of summer?
That's part of the thing. I guess it starts in May. I think it starts earlier this year because of Olympics. So they start in May, which coincides during the NBA playoffs.
From your scouting standpoint, just watching her play, is it going to be hard for her, at least early on?
I would guess a little bit because she's so ball dominant and it's all built around her. But I agree with you. I mean, the point is that she passes. Like, I think she's somewhere in the Steph Curry, Trae Young sort of deal where she'll put up gigantic numbers, both scoring and passing. She's more Trae Young than she is Steph as a passer.
The UConn game, she had some incredible passes.
Yeah, no, she's great. And one would think with better players around her, to Dan Byer's point, the passes will be even better. There'll be more assists because there's more. On the other hand, like, there's a certain, she's young and she's not, I don't think she'll be a top five, top 10 player in the league, you know? So I think let's not disrespect the women that are already there. I don't know. I think there'll be some good games. I think there'll be some rough ones.
I think, and we're going to see this with Caleb Williams. We've seen this with Trevor Lawrence. The pressure when the hype is, and for her relative to her sport, it's even bigger than that because we've seen a ton of hype quarterbacks or like NBA number one overall picks. It's gonna. I can't even imagine it. So more power to her. She lives up to it.
No doubt. Let's get to the hype surrounding the NFL draft. All right, we're T-minus a week and a day or two. Who goes number two to Washington?
I mean, the betting markets say Jaden Daniels. I have a hard time just believing that it's just set in stone like that. I don't know. I mean, I know they brought all the guys this week. They might have been leaning one way, but I all my buddies that were on the pro day circuit around these guys all thought it was going to be Drake May. Now, you know, this was a month ago. Now, I don't know what changes. Maybe you meet with them. Maybe you feel more comfortable. But I don't feel like knowing Adam Peters, like he's not a big talker. Like I think a lot of people anticipate that. I'm not saying it's not going to be the case, but I don't feel confident that I just assume, look up, number two pick is in, and it's Jaden Daniels.
If you were selecting, who would you pick?
I would take Drake May. I would say there's a much longer history of guys like him. Now, again, it's risky. I'm not acting like it's the right move. But running quarterbacks, one-year wonder, skinnier guys. And this is the hard part, right? Like, Jaden Daniels had an incredible year. He's a really good prospect. But part of this process is talking through it and talking through the potential previous examples and what can go wrong. And I know a lot of people are like, why are we always so negative on prospects? Because that's what you have to do. Now, that can also force you to overthink it, but I don't know, man. I mean, he's playing with a guy that might be a top five pick at wide receiver. Another guy's going to go on the top 15. We have recent examples of other schools like Alabama with guys playing with that much firepower, and it is not like the transition has been difficult for them. Even Tua, like, went 5 overall. Let's face it, if you could redo that one, you would have taken the other quarterback. So, now Jaden is physically much more gifted than Tua or Mac Jones, but skinny guys that run a lot, he is very accurate, deep ball-wise, one-year wonder. It just, I would take the flyer on the bigger, stronger guy. Now, part of being a quarterback is not just about height, weight, and speed, right? You got to pick guys apart. You got to read defenses. You got to have mental fortitude. So, assuming and everything I've heard about Drake May, he checks all those boxes, I would take the risk there. But like I said, I've been saying this forever. It's a complete crapshoot to me. If you just polled 10 scouting directors, you would get 8 different opinions of different angles on all 3 guys. And I would throw in J.J. McCarthy there. That's what makes drafting hard, right? There's one guy that's viewed as the top guy, and the other guys are wild cards.
But I think what's interesting here, and I've had some people affirm this and some people say, no, they don't think that'll happen, is like, what percentage of time was Drake May under center?
That's a good question. Not, I would imagine, less than half.
Okay. But I bring it up because, like, again, you don't hire Cliff Kingsbury to run something different than he's always run, right? And again, that doesn't mean that's the only offense that somebody plays in, but that's the offense they're going to play in. So it stands to reason if you hire an offensive coordinator and he's going to be in the room, it's the who fits best into how we want to, for, you know, how we want to play this year. And I that's why I've never believed the J.J. McCarthy thing, and I have a tough time believing the Drake May thing, because that's a get it, throw it to a spot offense where it's about accuracy and getting rid of it quick, isn't it?
I think part of it, though, and I've been hammering this home, is when you draft a guy number 2 overall at any position, I understand your current coordinator matters, but it has to be about the big picture. I mean, you're drafting this guy to give him a second contract of $250 million. So, like, do you think this guy can be a high-end player in this league, regardless who the coordinator is? Because, let's face it, the coordinator will change. Like, there, what would you say? Over-under on Cliff Kingsbury being there 2.5 years?
Yes.
So, that to me, it's more about the big picture, where he fits in the league. His scheme versatility, I think, has to be big. Now, you could also just project where the league has been and is going, so maybe you feel better about Jaden that way. But I think it's less about Cliff and more just about the big picture of the league. Right. When your head coach isn't a play caller.
Right. Let me ask you this, okay? I think Bears, Seahawks are in this thing. I think the Giants, I think the Cowboys, I think everybody's looking for what the Niners have in a Brock Purdy. Who can I get 4th round and below, where I can have them, stash them for a year, and then eventually they become my inexpensive starter? Who is the quarterback? It feels like Penix has elevated himself above that.
Yeah, for sure. So, and same with Bo Nix too.
So who are the guy? Who's the guy who you're like, he's going to be sitting around there, and somebody's going to draft him with the idea of he can be our Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I mean, last year a good example was like Jake Haener, right out of Fresno State.
Yeah.
He goes mid rounds. It doesn't really, like, the mid-round guy that everyone's talking about that now is kind of talked about as a third-rounder is, like, Spencer Rattler. And it's like, I have a hard time with that one. I know he's got some physical gifts. I think sometimes you just there are certain times that a player is an outlier. Mm-hmm. And I think Purdy is just an all, like, who's a guy in this draft right now that had a team consistently, you know, for his last couple years competing to be a top 15 team? I mean, coming into his senior year, that they were ranked really, really high. It didn't go that well. That guy just doesn't really exist. You know, it's kind of all the high-end guys, and now it happens obviously less with the transfer portal. So I just think Brock Purdy, at least given this draft, doesn't really exist.
Okay.
Haener was that version last year for sure, which I still am high on Haener.
Yeah, I mean, Haener was a baller at Fresno. Of course, he did the Washington thing, then the Fresno. He had the knee injury. He had a lot kind of going on there. Plus,
I think what makes it tough, more difficult now, Doug, is like the cohesion has been lost in college football.
Yes.
Because guys, and I'm sure this is basketball is dealing with this obviously as well, is like the Brock Purdy example. If you're not a high end guy,
right?
Now he might
he would have played. No, listen, if he was in college now, he would have played 2 years at Iowa State, and then he would have gotten big money and left and gone to, you know, Ohio State or Michigan or Oklahoma or Oregon, right? And so you don't have that anymore. I agree with you. And by the way, it all plays into why Caitlin Clark is so popular, because she didn't leave. She played somewhere 4 years, and she has a following coming. All right, last thing. Marvin Harrison Jr., who do you think takes him?
I would say he's definitely in play at number five. You know, I watched some of him yesterday and just doing some deep dives on him. I think he's going to, it's going to be hard for him not to be good. Now, you could argue how high is his high end. Like, I don't think he'll ever be peak Larry Fitzgerald or Julio Jones or even now kind of like a Justin Jefferson. But if he does peak, he could be like Devontae Adams. And, you know, when you factor in who his dad is, I wonder if Jim, having seen him firsthand, if they do get stuck there at number five. His defensive coordinator that he brings from Michigan, obviously they're close, would go, this guy's a baller. You would have to imagine that he would be in play there at five.
He's the one and only John Middlecoff. I couldn't encourage you more to download his podcast. It's called Three and Out. It's on the Volume Podcast Network. Middlecoff, you're the best, man. Thanks for joining us.
Better, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find effortless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find a location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. With the first round of the NBA draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being our presenting sponsor for Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Don't miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday at 8 Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former GM for the Cardinals, Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will go play-by-play predictions, reactions, and analysis all through the first round, all next Thursday, 8 Eastern, through the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros. Let's get to Dan Beyer with the game.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Danny B, what do you got, bud?
Doug, it's the Jimmer Fredette Power Hour. The game of the day is...
Rank 'em.
All right, rank 'em. We're not going to rank Jimmer Fredette's greatest moments in college basketball. Enough about Jimmer, but we will rank the top three teams in the play-in tournaments. This is East and West, Doug. So you've got the four teams tonight, Lakers and Pelicans, Kings and Warriors, but also take into account the Sixers and Heat and Bulls and Hawks.
Okay, I'm going to go number three is Philly. Three is Philly. Again, I understand Embiid's not, we don't know if he'll play or what his status is, right? But I think Philly is, okay, number two is the Lakers. The Lakers. And you're like, why do you have them behind the Warriors when they beat the Warriors last year in the playoffs? I think the Warriors still strike that fear because they've won a championship more recently than the Lakers. And you do feel like if Klay and Steph get it going, like, man, that's a dynamic that no one else has. I understand you could say the same thing about the Lakers. I think it's very matchup dependent, but I'll put the Warriors ahead of the Lakers.
All right. There it is, 1, 2, and 3. Doug, rank the three most important players in the play-in tournament.
I'm going to go Zion at three. Zion at three, because nobody's... Have you guys seen him play at all this year?
Honestly, only in the highlights.
Right, right. So nobody's... Tonight, we'll watch Zion play a whole game, and we'll see him against the Lakers. So it'll be really interesting to see what he plays like in the playoffs, and it's kind of our first time. Then LeBron, because he's still LeBron. And then I put Steph one. And my logic behind it is we do have a little LeBron fatigue, whereas I feel like there's still not Steph fatigue.
All right. Fair enough. By the way, Joel Embiid, full participant in practice today.
Wow.
So with that knee issue. Doug, rank the top three sporting events that you are looking forward to before football starts. We obviously have the NFL draft next week, but there are a lot of great other events as well. What three events are you looking forward to prior to football
Wimbledon,
starting?
Wimbledon. Yeah. And my lodge behind Wimbledon is we're getting to the end of the big three era. So any last chance to see these guys perform?
And Federer's already done.
Federer's done. You know, we have no idea what Rafa will look like then. And even Djokovic has looked like he's aged a little bit here recently. Olympics, too. I'm not huge on the Olympics, but I do understand, you know, it gives us a different aside. Plus, NBA Olympic basketball is going to be fun and competitive. And then the NBA playoffs. I think the NBA playoffs are going to be well viewed. I think everybody's got a couple guys. I think the Western Conference playoffs are amazing.
Finally, Doug, rank your top three women's basketball players of all time.
I'm going to go Cheryl Miller one. Cheryl Miller one.
Okay.
Breanna Stewart two, and that's only because WNBA players say that she's like the GOAT. And then what's the other one, the former UConn?
Taurasi.
Diana Taurasi. Okay. Diana Taurasi, three.
All right. That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Well, there's all kinds of ways to handle stardom, right? All kinds of ways to handle superstardom. Wait till you hear how Pat Mahomes is handling it. That's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.